Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Stump the Millennial. We're playing for a pair of tickets to Santana with special guests Earth, Wind, and Fire and Miraculous Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking place Thursday, August 20th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this Friday, February 28th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Playing Stump the Millennial is Jimmy from Hapro. Jimmy, how are you?
All right, I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to ask Jack a question here. Jack Fritz, our producer, the Millennial. You'll get to decide whether he gets the question correct or incorrect. If you get it right, if you guess correctly, you win. If not, then you lose, and we give the tickets to somebody else. Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
All right, Jimmy, hang on. Jack, here's your question. So, Ike, this is going to be a slam dunk for us.
Mm-hmm.
But for Jack, I don't know. So yesterday, the actor Jim Backus, it was his birthday. Jim Backus, now he's no longer with us,
mm-hmm.
He played Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island. He was the voice of Mr. Magoo.
Mm.
So Jack Fritz.
I don't think I knew that, though.
Yes. Yeah, okay. He was Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Jack Fritz, name three characters from the TV show Gilligan's Island. Now think about it. Now one should be fairly obvious. Think about it for a second. Jimmy, does he get it correct, yes or no?
Yeah, he's got to get that correct. It's Gilligan's Island.
All right. Hang on, Jimmy.
You feel me?
Jack, you have said that you watched it. We discussed Gilligan's Island because I've been watching it frequently here. You should get at least one. So, three characters on Gilligan's Island.
Well, one's the captain, right?
Is that a question or
the captain?
That's not his character's name.
No, it's captain.
The hell
captain?
Are you talking about?
Hold on. There's one that should be obvious before we go
yeah,
back.
Why don't
to
you
that.
Start with that one?
Sailor Man. No, I don't know. Like, it wasn't one like a
Gilligan.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense because it's Gilligan's Island. But I thought there was like the captain, the sailor man.
Couldn't even get one.
Yeah. I would imagine, Jack, yeah, there are. But they have names.
Do you not know the song?
That's what I was trying to go with, the song. Because it's the captain, the sailor man.
Well, he's already lost. He's been stumped.
He's already, any other guesses?
I have no idea.
He doesn't know it.
The millionaire and his wife. Jimmy, that means that you lose. Sorry, man. He couldn't even get one.
Oh, my God.
Pathetic, Jimmy. Just pathetic, Jack. Are you kidding me?
I can't. How do you mess it? Every name is in the song.
He couldn't even get Gilligan.
That's horrible.
He's only 24, horrible. Jimmy. Yeah, I'm going to blame that on youth. He's 24.
All right, Jimmy. Better luck next time. We'll give them away on the contest line. Jack, now I didn't think it was going to be easy.
Right, you got Ginger, Marianne.
No, but at least
Gilligan.
I would have if he didn't tell me that he watched the show.
I remember watching a little bit of it. I thought the song was like, you know, the sailor man and his wife, right?
I don't.
The sailor man and his wife.
If you actually watched the show, then you should know the characters.
They had the jingle.
Sailor Man.
Dude, it's six characters on an island. They don't go anywhere. It's the only people. Every once in a while, somebody visits, but I don't understand how they never wind up getting off the island.
Never, ever.
They never wind up getting off the island.
Well, they did. They actually at the movie after.
Yes, I know. I remember. I'm just saying, how do you have seasons upon seasons of this? And you have people come to the island, but you can never get off the island.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You would have thought at some point somebody would have done him a solid and be like, yeah, I got off the island, but these...
A tale of a fateful trip. that started from this topping port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour.
Here comes the lightning!
The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
That's the name of the ship, Jack. SS Minnow. All right, they're getting to the names coming up here. Ready?
With Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marianne, here on Gilligan's Island.
So I was wrong. It was 7 people.
Yeah.
I thought it was 6.
And he couldn't even get Gilligan. Who did you think Gilligan was?
So you had the skipper.
I was thinking the skipper as the captain, and then
he was
something with the sailor man. It wasn't my best effort.
All right, there he is, Jack Fritz, everybody.
Professor and Marianne.
Yeah. Ginger, Lovey, Thurston Howell III.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what the hell was Marianne and Ginger together? They weren't. Because you had a movie star. I don't know what the hell Marianne did.
Where did she come from?
I don't know where she came from.
She was just your average everyday girl.
That's what I'm saying. How did she get a part of this?
I'm not sure.
Who the hell was she with?
Yeah, because wouldn't you be on there with a friend? She wasn't. Right. She didn't know Ginger before. Ginger was a big movie star. And why would a movie star be alone on the SS Minnow?
Right.
You understand Skipper and Gilligan being
right,
there.
They had to man the ship.
And seems like there's a lot of holes in this.
Thurston Howell and Lovey.
Well, that's the obvious that ones. They're good. What the hell did the professor come from? Did he was like Marianne's date?
I think he was just trying to look at rocks or something on the
Okay.
Trip.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, let's go from one Jack to another. Jack and Radnor. Hi, Jack.
Hey, fellas. How we doing? First time caller. Happy
Hi.
Wednesday.
You
What's
too, man.
Up, Jack?
It's going down.
Yeah, I'd like to start off particularly disappointing performance on the Stump the Millennial today.
It wasn't even disappointing, Jack. It was pathetic, quite frankly. That was a pathetic performance.
Well, I didn't want to say pathetic. I thought
he couldn't even get one. The name of the show is Gilligan's Island.
I know. I know. Well, when you get put on the spot, you never know what happens.
Yeah, that's true.
But so for this season, I think that the Sixers are in a better shape. I mean, it's kind of it's cheating because we're halfway through the season, but there's a lot of excitement. You know, at home we've got that great record, something to look forward to. But going into the Philly season, I don't feel the excitement. I don't feel the hype. Girardi was a good hire. But, you know, it comes down to pitching.
Well,
it's hard to win games when you're coming from behind.
And I also think, Jack, that people remember last year, too, to where once the season starts, if they start winning games, people will jump on board. But it just feels like that this is a good team but not a great team, and it's a wait-and-see thing. And we'll see. We'll definitely see.
It's a good team, not a great team. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can really say at this point. We'll see what happens. But,
yeah,
you know, maybe the pitching will come around.
Maybe. Who's your celebrator?
So, celebrator, I don't know if it's been said. Ike, I hope you like this one, but Tiger Woods is my celebrator. That iconic fist pump, but more specifically, in 2008 U.S. Open, the putt on 18 to send it to the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
That double pump fist pump was pretty special.
Against Rocco Mediate.
Yep.
Right?
On a broken leg.
Mediate.
Yeah, it gives you.
Rocco Mediate.
Is that what it is?
It's close.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That was good work by you.
You're a golfer,
like,
too.
I'm like, which one is it, mediate or mediate?
I honestly watched that video so many times because when Tiger, you know,
sure.
was terrible for the last 12 mm-hmm. years, I would go and reminisce about the 08.
That was the last one, yeah.
He won that on a broken leg.
True athlete.
God, I miss Peak Tiger. If I can go back and watch Peak Tiger, I think he's the number one athlete I wish I could go back and
Peak
watch.
Peak Tiger, Peak Jordan, Peak Tyson. See, we got to do that one day. Peak Tiger.
Wow.
Peak Jordan, Peak Tyson. Who else would be a great one? Would be a great Peak Kobe.
Peak Shaq.
Peak Shaq.
Yeah.
Peak LeBron.
Heat LeBron.
Well, I don't even know when Peak LeBron was. When was Peak LeBron?
He's still kind of in his peak.
Ike's right.
I was irritated with him in Miami. So I didn't even I don't even give him credit for the titles in Miami.
Peak Pedro Martinez.
Oh, Petey, come on now. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How long did that last, though?
Big Unit.
Big Unit was good. Peak Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey.
Ooh, that's my guy.
Young Ken Griffey.
I mean, Bonzi.
Well, when
Yeah, he was 40 years old. His head was.
I was going to say Pete Bonds was 73 home runs,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and his hat size was 9.
I don't care.
I like that. Pete Tyson's pretty, pretty
Pete
tough
Tyson.
To beat. It's pretty tough to beat. Yeah. Pete Jordan. I mean, I would go Jordan over Tiger.
I'm going to tell you, Tiger Woods is the only thing that was close in my mind to Pete Jordan. And Pete Jordan, I think, lasted a little longer.
I would say Pete Jordan is top of what the things that we're talking about.
So Pete Tiger was 2000 to 2008, basically. He won 12 majors, basically 13 majors in that time.
Wow.
Something like that, because he won the one in 97. Then he didn't win for a couple of years. Then he went on the run. He had the Tiger Slam where he won four straight. Right? So he had that going on.
He won them in bunches.
Yeah, he won. I mean, that like from like 99 to 09, that 10-year run, Tiger.
Well, that's why everybody's
was
like,
the athlete.
He'll have the record beat in no time.
But Pete Michael was there's nothing. Tiger's the only thing to me that matches Michael Jordan on the main. On the mainstream athlete, commercials, Universal, Global. Like, Mike Tyson was big, but everybody went into boxing.
Yeah, and then it was over. When it was over, I mean, when it was over, it was.
Yeah, we got to think Mike Tyson's run was like 86 to 91.
It was shorter for sure.
Yeah, and he went to jail in there somewhere.
All right, coming up, we have the Marks and Reese text line. This should be interesting. Also, we'll give away the Santana tickets, and we have phone calls.
Somebody tag me. Pete Wilt. I guess nobody can beat Pete Wilt.
Oh, can we stop with the Wilt thing?
Don't ever.
Jack.
Don't you ever in your life disrespect Wilt Chamberlain.
Pete Wilt's pretty tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
It lasted 20 years, didn't it? How long did Pete Wilt last?
we're talking about basketball. I thought you were talking about something else. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
That peak lasted a lot longer.
Santana tickets, Marks and Reese text line, your phone calls next. Phone problems here.
Yeah, is this soft rock? What are we doing here?
Yeah, this is the one I complain about every time.
Marks, welcome everyone back to the show.
I didn't realize it was that long. Is that long of a bed?
Yeah, it takes a little while to get to this point.
Yeah, we're normally back into the show by now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why every time I complain about it, because it takes too long to get to it.
Right, we can't cut that down some to get us closer to the breakdown?
Well, the problem is they're all put in the same. They just rotates on a rotator, but I can't.
So you don't know what's coming.
I don't know what's coming.
Gotcha.
Right, well, make note of it, and it just needs 15 seconds sliced off or whatever. It just takes too long.
I think it needs a minute sliced off.
Oh, I agree with you. All right, since
slice the whole damn thing off.
Since Jack was wrong and so was the caller, we have the Santana tickets to caller number 8 on the contest line, 215-238-2050.
Okay.
215-238-2050, you will win Carlos Santana tickets. And we're not talking about the baseball player. We're talking about the special guest Earth, Wind, Fire, and Miraculous Supernatural. Ticketmaster.com is how you get tickets on February 28th at 10 a.m. It's Thursday, August 20th at the BB&T Pavilion.
Somebody just gave me Peak Serena. That's Anthony Castelabuco. Buccio.
Well, she's still kind of going.
Yeah, no, but she's not peaked, though. She's not cooked. But.
Well, she's not. I mean, I think her days of winning majors are over. I mean, she's close. She's still close.
Oh, no. We need her to get one more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still rooting
She's already
for her.
Set the record.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. No doubt about it. Yeah, Serena.
Serena's not cooked. She still winds up in finals. She's still running with these young girls.
All right. She's not cooked, but her better days are – I mean, how old is she?
She's like 35.
Right, exactly.
Didn't she just win a major coming back from
– Yeah, being pregnant.
Did she win?
To tie it or to set the record.
Did she? Well, I mean, she's best ever, right?
Yes.
All right, let's do the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park.
We'll let you disrespect the queen.
Watch and wager. On pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey. Yeah! At the Casino Delaware Park Sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Great. Now Joel's going to have a meltdown because Ike didn't make him the elite athlete of the week after his 49-point game. Brenton Erie.
Wow, that's a great point.
That is a great point.
So he comes out pouting?
Nah, you know what, though? I had to go with the more impressive win. I mean, Carter Hart's been doing it all year long. The Flyers are the hot team right now, beating up on one of the worst defensive teams in the league with no type of paint force to stop you from scoring 49. That wasn't impressive. What Carter Hart has done and what he did last night was impressive.
So you made Carter Hart the elite athlete of the week.
Yep.
Good job by you.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vegas this weekend. Can you ask Mr. Reese which Philly team I should put money on to win it all? Josh in Arizona.
Win it all this year?
Flyers.
Eagles, man.
Flyers or the Eagles. Not going to be the Sixers. Not going to be the Phillies.
No.
I don't know what the odds are on the on the Flyers right now. I mean, listen.
I get some good odds on the Flyers right
now. You may. You may.
I would say hockey you got a better chance of. Well, they're not going to even be the eighth seed anymore, right? They are moving up.
Moving on up.
Yeah.
No,
so.
But you're right. An eight seed can beat a one at any time. Yeah. I mean, you're right. You might get better odds. The Eagles are at.
Somewhere around, at least right now, top 10 to 12 team.
Here's what I would do. I would take a look at the over-under number, and that's what I would consider doing. Right now, according to an online one, let me see here. The Phillies are 12-1 to win the National League.
Okay.
So,
Hey, Jack, put up this Twitter poll question. Who's more unwatchable on the basketball court? Al Horford or Jack Fritz? Aaron and Penn Salkin.
That's easy.
Yeah, you're right. Al Horford.
Al Horford, yeah. Yeah, no.
Al Horford.
If Jack was making how much money a year?
20-something. It's close to 30.
$29 million right? a year, yeah. I'd probably vote for him, but he's not. And he's more of a, you know, he's a baseball player. He's not really a basketball player.
More comedic relief.
I don't even know if he's making $2,900 a year.
No. Jack has a better chance of being a bowler than a basketball player. Let's face it.
We need to sit Dennis Green and Pete Weber down and explain they are what we thought they were. Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Ryan from Gloucester City.
Yeah. Well, the one caller tried to explain to us what he meant by it. He was talking to a kid.
Yeah, I don't. Jack, did you buy that explanation?
Oh, no, that wasn't real?
I don't know.
Well, someone texted the text line with the same one, so maybe that is
so that's what it was.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
I don't.
Seems like a lot for a bowler to be picking on a kid. I mean, I guess he can't handle a little trash talk.
By the way, I mean, really, you're going to start freaking out on a little kid?
Yeah, I mean, to have that reaction.
We thought Joel Embiid was a baby. Pete Weber. And by the way,
Pete Weber's like 50.
I think he was older than that. He also was wearing Oakleys, and it was, you know, inside at a bowling alley.
Yep.
And he had these weird Oakleys on.
Well, you know who else would do that?
Who?
Howard Erskine.
Yeah, Howard.
For sure.
He does wear. Oh, no, but they're prescription. He can't see without them, Jack.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Is what Jack was yelling at the 8-year-olds while ripping the ball out of their hands during the Pals game. Ryan in Maryland.
Looking like Zion out there the other night. Taking rebounds from fools.
He really did.
No matter what age you are, no matter what gender you are.
Yeah, he took it from
my ball, punk.
From his female teammate. He took it from an 8-year-old. Right?
Wasn't there to lose, John.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of on – that's on brand with Fritz,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
There's no I in team, but there is an ME.
Yes, there is.
Dear Comrade Marks, it is I, Captain Rue of the 909 Full Stens Division. I bring you this message from the Battle Lines. The 101st Cheesesteaks have asked for a truce as the real enemy is on the horizon. The man in the white New Balances and his dirty 30 Army approach. They look to attack the 21st Giant of the 76th Airborne once again. I ask to come to a truce with General Reese and fight this enemy together. All for one, one for all. Yours truly, Captain Rue.
What are we fighting about? Jack, do you know?
Well, I'm assuming when he said New Balances,
Angelo.
I'm Angelo. So
I got that.
We're at war with Angelo. He wants to come to a truce with me so we can join together.
To fight Angelo.
To fight Angelo.
And the Dirty 30 Army.
And the Dirty 30
Army.
Army,
right. Now, yes. Is there a specific reason for this?
Yeah,
or
I
just
didn't necessarily get the reason.
We don't need a reason, I think is what you're saying.
I think it was something Sixers related.
Oh, it's Sixers related.
The problem is that you're anti-Embiid, so it doesn't totally work.
Is that why he wants to team up with me?
Maybe. Who knows?
It makes sense to everybody else. Like, okay. Let's not worry about it.
I'm getting better with him, though. He's come up with some good ones.
Yeah,
what is his name?
Rue.
There's Captain Rue and there's Captain Chuckles.
Yeah,
right.
That was Captain Rue.
Quickly,
Ron, what's your celebration?
It's going to be the Bryce Harper bat flip last year when he hit the home run against Washington.
Yeah, Harper's a good celebrator.
I got another one sent in to us from a friend of the show, the Blue Meanie.
Meanie?
Yeah. How about this? The Chichi Rodriguez celebration.
Oh, that is a
that's a
classic
one. That is a classic one.
Where he's
yes, sir.
He's,
yeah, he just sent it to me. Then he puts it back in the holster. Hey.
That's a great one.
Yeah, Jack has no idea who the hell Chichi Rodriguez is.
And he shouldn't. But he's a golfer. Maybe he should.
I don't know the name.
Yeah. He used to, when he would sink a putt, he would take his putter and just wave it around like a sword, like Zorro.
And then he'd put it back
in. And then he'd put it back in.
With a nice hat on.
Wish I could have done that in high school golf.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville. You can check them out online, marks-jewelers.com. One more, Ray and Mount Laurel. Give us your celebrator, Ray.
I was going to go with Brian Dawkins coming out of the tunnel, but I like Coy Detmer giving the Patriots the whooping stick.
It's a great one.
I was actually there for that. That was Green Bay, I believe, on a Thursday night.
Yeah, it was a primetime game.
Yeah.
I remember that,
Coy Detmer. Yeah, him and Brett Favre going back and forth.
Oh, legendary.
Did you ever think you were going to say that?
No, that was fun. Yeah, I remember that. That was on a Thursday night. Yeah, it was my rookie year.
Two legendary gunslingers.
And he dislocated the elbow.
The next couple years
later. So it was a couple years later.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, my rookie year. That was, I want to say his brother was on Green Bay. That might have been why he was doing it. Like Ty Detmer.
Was Ty already off the team?
Yeah, Ty was already off the team. That year, that's the year he left. He was there in 97.
97 and then.
And in 98 he was gone. Right. So that might have been why Coy was doing that to the sideline because he knew Ty was over there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Standing with Brett on a Thursday night in the rain.
Ty Detmer. Coming up next, Joe Giglio takes you through the rest of the evening. Joe Giglio. Yep. So hang tight. If you're on the line, Joe will get to you on the other side, and we will. We're back tomorrow. There,
back tomorrow, brother.
All right. See you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!